April 4, 1993.
My special guest, Commander Hatton, with
is
always very fascinating information, and we will be back with the commander here. And let's see, Commander, are we connecting with you well now?
Yes, we're hearing you good.
Very well. Okay, and now, in order to facilitate the equipment problems that we have had, evidently our problem is in having at this point the telephone questions from listeners being received properly on the other end. Therefore, what we will do is simply say, if you have a question, please call it to my producer, Kathy Herman, who graciously came in on very short notice tonight to be here and help us out. And thank you very much, Kathy. We wouldn't have been able to do this without you. And relay your question to Kathy. She will put it on the screen, and I will sort of insert it into the conversation as we go along. Actually, we did this once before, and it worked out very, very well. So, if you have questions, you will not go on the air. Please call Kathy. She'll write the questions on the screen, and then we'll simply do it that way.
Well, let me tell you, so that you understand what's going on here.
Yes.
We are working at this also, but we are being bombarded, literally bombarded, from a microwave tower right outside Mojave, which relays directly from Edwards Air Force Base. I've had a little talk with those ones. I think it should clear up now pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
So let's just go along here and get with the program finally.
All right. Good. Let us hope that we can have one good hour of program here anyway. Maybe we can, if you would like to finish up on anything that we have talked about, please let me know. Is there any other comments you'd like to make about anything that we have discuss now before I switch topics to Earth conditions, Earth changes?
Well, only that, well, Earth changes. I'm sorry, I had already reverted to the Constitution.
Yeah.
As far as Earth changes are concerned, I want all of you to go within in your place of reason and silence and talk to God when you are listening to all the psychics, all the great speakers, all the great projectionists drawing you maps, etc. On your sightings, I believe last night, finally, Fox Network had really delayed in the running of Scallion's portion.
Yes, that was Gordon Michael Scallion, who is a person who has been called a prophet, although I think that may be a bit of an exaggerated term. But nevertheless, he's been acknowledged as being quite accurate in terms of his projection of Earth changes in the past.
Extremely accurate, but you have to use reason. You don't just get a vision and wipe out everything past Utah, as a for instance. You can look at the old levels on the mountains around and see where the old Bonneville Sea.
Yeah.
There would be markings on the mountains around you, for instance, so that if tidal waves came in and all the land masses, just as demonstrated, for instance, on Mr. Scallion's map, were literally inundated, reason will tell you that if anything, at this point, above 2,500 feet would be relatively safe in that initial assault, then you know that much of Utah is going to be above water. Now, that's just the way it is.
Right.
Now, you're going to have what I would suggest everybody get within reason about this. I would suspect that when the massive earthquake is triggered, for whatever reason, along the California coast, and our best projections and best wishes is that you would have some volcanic activity to relieve underground stress because you have an infiltration into your fissure system of radioactive material out of Nevada from all of the testing. That now goes over underground, great depths underground, into and under Utah and all the way into California. It is bulging, coming to the surface around in your Mono Lake area. That is going to be very bad if that erupts prior to some of that underground pressure being relieved. But what you do have is a tectonic layer of plates underneath, in their own motion, underneath the tectonic plates of which you are aware. So you have a continual churning of the earth itself as it goes down toward the core. Now the tectonic plate coming in from the Pacific and moving northward is lunging underneath. Several things happen when this sort of thing occurs, and you can see it in the Himalayas, or the Himalayas, whatever you call them. You have a thrusting under and upward. And what Gordon Michael Scallion is seeing is a range of mountains which have been thrust upward and will therefore be islands. But even with massive earthquakes and massive tidal waves, there should still be quite a lot of mountainous area that's going to be pretty stable and very much above water, even at the epitome of the final changes.
Yeah, the changes that Gordon Michael Scaggin has come up with, he has published in a large map of the United States showing those areas which are going to be inundated by the earth changes. And now the one that he has come up with is after two or three phases in the western part of the country, for example, after, I guess, two or three major earthquake episodes, the ocean would actually come in, and he portrayed the ocean actually coming up pretty close to Denver. And so that is how he is portraying it, with most of the southwestern part of the country actually underwater.
Yes.
And so that's how the Skagit map looks as far as the western part of the country goes.
Well, I can tell you, I have, from the onset, and I believe that we covered it in Spacegate, as a matter of fact, one of the first writings, I've given you a pretty good idea how it's going to be. And you've got a situation where everybody is looking to all Lemuria out here in the Pacific, but Atlantis has raised enough in your Atlantic Ocean that shipping lanes have had to be changed.
Really? You mean that the continent of Atlantis has actually risen to a point where it's actually dangerous for ships?
Yes. They have had to change shipping lanes to keep the ships from going aground.
So it's just barely beneath the surface now.
In some places, yes. And when you're getting these ships, remember the British ship that grounded off your shore?
Yeah.
Well, I'm not saying Atlantis is coming up there, but something came up there.
Yeah. Something happened that suddenly something was there which had not previously shown up on the chart.
Yes. Now, something else that I want you to keep in mind when you're talking about polar ice caps. You see, this is something else that your quote geologists and scientists will tell you. You're going to have flooding. The level of the ocean will rise. That is not necessarily so. If you have a tilting of your earth, then the water is going to go to its lowest point. So you will have massive shifting. But oh, Hatton, we said melting. And that's going to make the oceans deeper. Forget it. You may have fluctuations, but melting of the polar ice cap is not going to flood you. Now, you may have different water structuring in various places on your continent from polar ice melting, but you have to keep the scientific physics in mind. Ice quantity is so much larger. How much snow can you have, for instance, to get a half inch of water? When you start melting ice, you do not have the same amount of water produced as you do mass of ice. So you have to go by physics. This is the universal law. These are the natural, unchangeable laws of the universe. And when you start having psychics giving you visions, be very, very careful. Because the laws of the universe and natural science, Mother Nature, if you will, is not going to change. That is universal cosmic proof.
Yeah.
In every physical dimension, the laws of universal physics will apply. And we're talking now about this whole third dimensional plane in which you find yourself experiencing. None of those things apply to the other dimensions.
Yeah. Gordon Michael Scanion, on the sightings program last night, of course, there was a lot of confusion on the part of a lot of people who were looking forward to seeing that piece. Because it was scheduled, then it was canceled, and then rescheduled and canceled again, and then finally on last night. I was somewhat disappointed in it. I thought it was rather watered down in its treatment.
It was the only way that it could get on the air.
Yeah, that's probably true, and it was probably quite remarkable that it did get on the air when you stop and think about it. But it was there. One question Ryan had is, would you say that Gordon Michael Scanion is something on the order of a prophet? What is a prophet exactly, in the sense that I think he's asking the question?
Well, a prophet is one who has been given the vision or the knowingness of how things will be and what will happen, and interpretation of what is happening. You had your prophets. Daniel was a prophet, as a for instance.
Yeah.
But a prophet, by definition, is one who is right 100% of the time, not I get it right 80%. So you may have one who is psychically in tune and is receiving information. Unfortunately, so many ones get on their egotistical horse and trot off into the wilderness and say, look at me, I had this vision and now I saw and is going to be. I will repeat what I've said to you ones before. Very frequently, these ones hearing the voices and seeing the vision are seeing and hearing what is being pumped into them from the nearest Air Force base.
That is something I want to come back to. While we're on the topic of the prophet, Ryan also asked if President Ezra Taft Benson of the Mormon Church was a true prophet in the sense of how you're describing this.
No.
Not really.
No, he was not. But of the Mormon Church, of the great teachers and the great receivers, he was outstanding. And it's gone continually downhill since.
The church, that is, you say.
My honor, yes.
Yeah.
And the traditional leaders. And you will notice that the leaders of that church or that sect no longer honor him in the same tradition that they did. And that's unfortunate. you have found, you will find that the Mormon Church has moved more into the mystic. And having revelations that sometimes are convenient rather than actual. I don't talk about religions because I find none of your earth religions to be other than man indoctrination. It doesn't mean that all have no connection with God, because it's better to be in a church where you're at least claiming God. But when you're breaking the commandments, I don't care who it is or where it is, it's unfortunate.
Yeah.
And it's certainly everyone's business to do that if they wish. But it's certainly unfortunate.
Yeah. We do need to take a break right here, and we'll be right back with Commander Heston.
I'm Russell. You're invited to call in questions and comments from Lake County 570-5855. From Utah County, 470-5855. Calling from Weber in North Davis County, 670-5855. And cellular long distance, 263-825.
And we're back, and on the line is Commander Hatton, and we are having a very good discussion with Commander about a number of things, and you are invited to call in. Because of the technical situation, it is difficult to have the callers on the line heard on the other end, and so we invite your question. Simply call Kathy Herman, the producer, at those numbers. She will put the question on the screen, and I will insert it into the conversation as we go along. And so that is how we're having to do it tonight. Commander,
yes.
Someone called in earlier and asked regarding the flying wheels within the wheels mentioned in the Bible.
Ezekiel, yes.
Ezekiel, yeah. He is asking, are there still these wheels within the wheels, or I guess really what he's asking is, what is the explanation for that particular reference in the Bible, the wheel within the wheel?
Those are the brothers. Those are that they were extraterrestrials with spacecraft.
And so they have actually been coming around for thousands of years, really. The brothers, the brotherhood from other galaxies, other...
As long as you've had the planet.
Yeah. And so that's hard to comprehend, isn't it?
It is hard to comprehend, and it's going to be harder to comprehend that some of you were among the people that came. But I'm not playing games with you ones.
Yeah.
You know, this is Get Smart time. And it's get off that kick of silly little grays and all the misinformation that's been fed to you.
Let's discuss that very right here, because I think that's an excellent point, that we've seen so much about alien abduction. There have been multitudes of books and the regressions and so forth and the depictions and everything else regarding the alien abduction. And basically, what is coming out now is that that this is some kind of a mind projection and so forth that is being perpetrated upon certain members of the population to have them come up with this. Is that?
Yes, and again, on sightings, last night, there were ones, a grandmother and the mother and a son were literally assaulted by one of your own ETs, giving off a lot of heat, a UFO, followed by about 35 or 40 squadrons of black helicopters. Well, you've still got the helicopters. These are Earth-based, Earth-created entities and craft. You don't have a problem from outer space. Your problem is locked onto your place.
It is right here. It is on our space, then.
Right here.
We keep seeing a lot of black helicopters flying around, and comments abound regarding black helicopters almost everywhere. What are these black helicopters? Can you give us some explanation?
Well, they're New World Order enforcers. They are a conglomerate of the KGB, CIA, Mossad. These all come under projects in Asia. They flew under the Phoenix Project. I thought that was an interesting term.
Yes.
That's ongoing. They're part of the military. Only it's your clandestine military. You see, what the intent is to completely brainwash, for instance, your soldiers. Literally to the point of placing receivers. Only now you have pulse systems where you don't even need a receiving device. You have to have a robotized army or you're not going to be able to pull this off for the elite.
Let me just emphasize that. You said robotized army. In other words, these would be basically cloned individuals.
They can be cloned individuals or completely mind controlled. That's exactly what you had going into that Waco compound. Let me remind you, upon entry into that compound, they went to the nursery and shot up everything in it. They shot a six-year-old child in half. Two of those assaulting personnel were killed. And guess what? They were killed by two grandmothers in that nursery trying to protect those babies. Now, what you are getting and what is happening are two different things. That, sir, requires robotoids. I don't care whether they are original humans, replicas, or simply brain-controlled SWAT teams. They are cold-blooded. After the Ruby Creek incident with Weaver, recently, 14 or 15 of these SWAT men went into a woman's home and beat her almost to death. Because she is a witness and was to be heard at the Weaver trial.
And that was just a recent incident too then?
Yes.
So things have still not cooled off up in Ruby Creek. Things are still going on up in there. I have heard the reports that some of the people who were in the area of the Randy Weaver cabin who were removed at the time of that incident to, I guess, get them just out of the way, quite a number of those people have not been returned. Is that correct?
That's correct. You see, it's all going to come into the whole as all these pieces shove in here together. And when the whole picture is seen, you're going to see a massive attempt to do away with all, quote, so-called cults. Because you are doing away with independent, quote, religion, independent thought. You are an enslaved group of people. You just haven't seen it yet. You're going to find players that they were looking for in Idaho to be completely involved with the Inslaw case. And the RTC and the SLO connection. You are talking about a world of this new world order that has already taken over in its corruptness. You are talking about incidents and savings and loans and banks, etc., where the corruption goes right to the very head of your government.
On this Waco situation, you had indicated earlier that this was really not so much a cult, I guess, as an MK Ultra experiment in mind control. Could you expand on that a little bit?
Well, you have two sets of players here. You have the ones who had their idea of forming a group that could go and be self-sufficient against the time when you might need to survive. People make fun of that. On the other hand, look around you and look at what is happening. You need to be prepared. They tell you on one hand, be prepared, but the minute you get prepared, they come in and they blast you to death. So you have mind control going on with the ones that go and invade these places. Plus you have these pulses going in there making fanatics, hearing voices, etc., of the ones within the compound. And pretty soon everybody's crazy. On both sides, everybody's crazy. And then violence is the only way that either side can ultimately act. And that tells you right there, it is not of God on either side. Well, shouldn't ones be able to defend themselves? Yes. But any time you have stored a massive arsenal of automatic and illegal weapons, means that you plan to prepare yourself to have war. Now, ones will turn around and say, well, all right for you to say that. I didn't say it's perfect, but I'm saying all it does is get you killed.
These attempts are just basically control of the population, different other means of doing this. Now, there was MK Ultra. There were other references to such things as MH Chaos.
Yes.
And COINTELPRO. These are acronyms that only the government could come up with, I would say. Are these similar in nature to the MK Ultra? Which
oh yes, but they will handle specifically different types of approaches, where one may handle the physical manipulation, another will handle radio wave or particle beam. That's a bad one. Every clandestine officer out there is going to say, man, that one sure knows what he's talking about. So please strike that. But they're all major mind control projects. That's pretty inclusive and pretty safe.
Yeah. Now, is it safe to say that there is some of this going on right here in our Wasatch Front area?
Oh yes.
And so these might be directed at different portions of the population in various ways. Is that what we might assume?
Yes. And you look at what you have going on. It can be as selective as they will choose someone with some certain characteristics.